Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to try to not be mean to this guy. Look, you can read the way the bill's written. The original bill, 3,000 pages. The amendments are 10,600 and something pages. And there's more amendments. I mean, next you're going to tell me there aren't exemptions for big corporations. Or next you're going to tell me, this is what Harry Reid does, and I know it's not true because I've actually looked at the bill, that it wouldn't make people lay folks off or cut them back from full-time to part-time. That's what's happening. And I've talked to the healthcare experts, the lawyers. I've looked at it all, okay, for what it means to my operation. And let me ask you this question, William, and then I'll let you talk a couple of minutes because I don't want to just sit here and laugh at you. I apologize. You sound like a nice guy, actually. You're just believing these people. What do you think of Obama overall? I mean, so I guess you think he's a good guy, and or tell me, and you really think he and the insurance companies that wrote this, they're doing this because they love us and care about us? Is that what you're saying?
The health care bill is, I think, he's done a pretty good job so far. He's had some issues, of course, every president does. The health care bill is designed to allow people to have access to global health insurance through the exchanges on the open market. That's what it is. It's not government run. If you have insurance through your company, you can keep that. That's fine. If you want insurance through the exchanges, you can sign up for that and use the exchanges. Now, as far as premiums
go, you know what, sir, you know, they said there weren't death panels in it when it does have these federal mandates and these panels. And I know healthcare. I have a bunch of family in healthcare. They have bioethics boards turning people off that are alive and talking all over the country. They have the case for killing granny. And I know you just, your whole life is feeling like the government's your friend. Do you feel like your sports team won because Obama got reelected?
That's a silly question, Alex. That's a topic. As far as the premiums go,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Are you a government worker?
That's not your business, Alex. As far as premiums go, premiums for some will go up, some will go down. So on average, they'll go down. That you get a subsidy to help pay your premium. So yes, some will go up. You're correct about that. Some will go down.
All right, man. Well, listen. You're insulated at your IRS job or your Parks and Wildlife job or whatever it is. I mean, I could just come on. Just say I'm wrong. You get a state funded payment, don't you?
It doesn't matter what it is for everything, Alex. What I'm telling you is that on average.
You know why I know this? Because I hear you. Yeah, you're a winner, man. You're the winning team. Hey, great. It's gonna. You heard it, folks. It's a great deal for everybody. This guy's already got government health care. He's already got it all set up. He's believing the talking point. You bean counters are in there. You really believe you're helping the country. You know, $20 billion to ship General Motors to China. All of it. Great. Obama loves us. Hey, should he get another peace prize? How about five more? How's that sound?
That's the thing with healthcare, Alex, and you're going off topic again. Now, as far as
this is a seminar caller. This guy is a seminar caller.
No,
it is. Hold on a minute. It is very pertinent. Well, you listen to NPR all day, I'm sure. This is on topic because it's pertinent that he's lied to us on everything else. Like he said, don't worry, I won't sign NDAA so there wouldn't be opposition. Turned out his lawyers demanded it and wrote it, and then he signed it. Did Obama raise payroll taxes on the average people and lie about that?
No, you're going off topic. Back to healthcare.
You're a damn liar, man.
You're going off topic, Alex. You're trying to get me off
topic. No, I'm not off topic. They've lied about everything. And you're calling and you're...
Okay, back on healthcare again. As I was saying before, if you have insurance for your company, you can keep it. That's fine. The exchanges are set up to have insurance on the open market, correct?
No, not correct, because it's rigged to force everyone to buy it, so that will drive up the price like any other commodity you're made to buy.
How is it rigged to make you have a choice to buy it or not? If you don't buy it, there's a penalty. That's fine, if you don't want to. There's a penalty for that. Now, the exchanges are set up in most states. Some didn't do that.
Hey, listen, bro. Listen. Hey, you're a winner. You work for the government. It's your time now. Just like under Stalin, just like under Hitler, just like under Mao, it's your time. I just want you to remember down the road. You know what? I got to come back to you. I bet you believe vaccines are good, too. Hold on. I got to talk to this guy more. This guy's a treasure. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lip stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yeah. Folks, the country has $17 trillion of debt. Communist China is the biggest owner of it after the private Federal Reserve. They are teaching the military that the founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Public schools are designed to completely take over the family. Obamacare was written by the insurance companies and big banks to gang rape the American people. I mean, if I got into what the federal government's doing to healthcare right now and how it's designed to only let big HMOs and hospitals operate and how they're shutting down small clinics all over the country right now, 60-plus percent of doctors over 50, I saw in a poll, are planning to retire early, which is meant to bankrupt things under Cloward and Piven to socialize things. And William calls in from Tennessee where they're reporting some projections that it will triple men's premiums, double women's. And I remember reading the Wall Street Journal, the head of the big insurance consortiums laughing at the profits and how their stock shot up. It's like owning stock in prisons or something. I mean, it's so immoral. And I know all the inside baseball of it. And this guy is calling in, and in his voice you hear the confidence, the arrogance, the enjoyment of Obama and everything that's going on. And it just shows you, no matter how bad it gets, it's like people that get the Nigerian email that, oh, send me $5,000, I'm Prince Abubi. Literally, you'll get $10 million next week. I mean, and for 15 years, I tell people I know, I say, listen, that's not real. You're just mad you didn't get the prince. I'm going to be able to meet him after I help him give him this money. And then they give him the money, and then he's still really a prince. And now in Austin, they actually have people that go around and say they're the prince from Nigeria, and everybody bows down and stuff. That's like the Queen of England. She's just a big war criminal globalist, wears a crown, everybody bows down. And with this whole Obama thing, I mean, they are screwing the American people to the wall. They are arresting members of the press, whistleblowers that expose corruption. They are the NDAA. And this guy just says you're changing the subject. I mean, they're hammering us on every front. And I almost want Obamacare to go in, except I know they plan on wrecking everything and then totally socializing it to get government control of the health care to carry out eugenics, which is the stated plan. And then I said to, you know, the listener, we're going back to him, William, and then others that are holding. I said to him, hey, you know, this is all part of the death panels and stuff. And he's like, oh, that isn't real. I got Bill Gates saying it's in there and it's good. I mean, I've got Daschle, who helped write the bill years before with the Republicans, saying we need death panels. I'm informed. I know they said this. I've got the book over there that the White House science czar wrote about putting fluoride in the water to sterilize us. I know about the government putting syphilis in vaccines and stuff. I know about the UN putting sterilants in the vaccines. I know about the facts. And then this person just laughs and says, what does that have to do with it? That's changing the subject. It's like saying Hitler said he wouldn't invade any more countries after he went into Danzig. And then he went into, he lied. Well, that doesn't matter. Hitler now says he's going to do this for me. And again, getting past Obama, he's just a puppet in the final equation. It is so sick. So, sir, listening to you is just amazing. You know they're probably not going to be able to repeal it. And because the big banks want this. Let me ask you this. Obama's biggest contributors were Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and then the defense industry, weapons makers after that. I mean, so you just say, oh, nobody's perfect. Obama's not perfect. I know there's a lot of astroturf, a lot of paid people, too, out there. It's hard for me to believe you're really, because you don't sound stupid, that you're actually calling into this show. Let me ask you this. Let me see if you'll answer this, honestly, or we'll know you're a seminar caller. Is it a lie to say raising the debt doesn't raise the debt? Is that a Orwellian 2 + 2 = 5 Common Core type deal? I mean, is raising the debt sir?
That's not what he's saying. He's saying the amount the government can borrow is raised. That doesn't have to raise the debt. And yes, it will if you raise a bit more money. Yes, it will.
But they are borrowing money. No. They raised it to borrow more. It was already borrowed. They'd frozen it for a few months. That was another Orwellian lie, that freezing it, that it wasn't going up, but it was going up. They just faked the numbers. Okay, but just go ahead and tell me about Obama. Do you think so there are no death panels? There isn't the Newsweek case for killing Granny. NPR every day isn't promoting euthanasia. None of this is happening. Everything's good then.
All right. First of all, one article news does not mean they're death panels. Second of all,
okay.
What you're talking about is end of health decisions paid for by the Health Care Act. Talking to your doctor about end of health decisions. It's not a death panel. All right.
That's right. The doctor and the family has the decision taken away. That's right.
No, that's not true at all. The doctor and his family makes the decision. I don't know where your information is coming from, but that's not true. The family and doctors make the decision based on what the family and the doctors feel like as a team. All right? That's what that means. There's no death panel that's going to kill you.
Nope, it's the bioethics committee.
Second of all, as far as, I know you're talking about, I asked about Obama. He's overall doing a pretty good job. He's had some mistakes. Everybody president does, sure. But overall, he's not bad.
Do you think sodium fluoride in the water supply is a good thing?
I'm not going to debate for it with you because that's long been proven that it is. I'm not going to debate for it with you. Second of all...
You're not going to debate? Well, we're not going to talk anymore.
Fluoride's safe now.
Okay, what's next on your list? What's next on your list? What's your next point?
Well, fluoride, fine. What's wrong with fluoride? Fine, let's just talk about fluoride then. Fine. And don't quote a Harvard study because that's not what the Harvard study says. But go ahead.
Oh, really? The Harvard study shows an IQ drop. It indexes, 24 other studies, and there are literally thousands of others as well.
What the Harvard study says is that it's 27 cases in China and Iran, and it's massive doses of natural fluoride. The conclusions of the study say there are no conclusions based on this we can apply to the United States. Now,
they said at 1.6 parts per million is what the study says. Man, you are unbelievable. So do you have any children?
Yes, I have two kids, as a matter of fact.
And do you buy the fluoride water at the store for them?
No, I don't buy water. I use it as tap water. Water's expensive.
Do you even filter out the chlorine and stuff? Do you think chlorine's good?
I've been up there 42 years, and I'm not sick from fluoride and chlorine.
Well,
my kids are not sick.
The cancer of the bladder is way up. And it's directly linked to chlorine, which I think we need to purify the water, but you need to filter that out.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, back to the
hold on. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, what about vaccines? You think those are great?
No matter what I say, you're going to disagree with me.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's good that they're forcibly sterilizing currently poor women in California?
What?
Do you think the forced sterilization currently going on, currently eugenic sterilization is going on in California? Pull up AP for him.
No, there's not. Now, back to vaccines. Yes,
Hold on, sir. They are currently forcibly sterilizing people in California.
Really? Okay. I'm sure Alex, I'm sure you have one case you think is all over the state. Anyway, back to vaccines. Yes, there are vaccines that have... viruses in them. They're stunned. That's how it works. A vaccine does have a live virus to make the body react to it.
Does not have a live virus. It has an attenuated virus. And the real graphs show that vaccines are increasing. They're actually causing the diseases.
No, that's not true. There hasn't been a measuring piece in polio or anything like that.
Sir, tens of thousands of people got paralyzed in India alone because of them giving them, in that case, live polio vaccine.
In India...
When they took the vaccine?
No.
Let me ask you a question. We're going to skip this network break. So you really believe, sir, listen, just be honest with me. You know who I am. I'm a radio talk show host in Austin, Texas. Haven't had lunch yet. I'm going to have a little bite of this coconut bar here. Tell me, William, what type of America, do you believe in socialism?
For medicine, yes. Socialized medicine, Socialism itself, not so much.
Really? I mean, how much socialism do we need?
If we have good health care, like Canada has to be nice. Other than that, I think we're fine.
I figured it out. You're a social worker, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
Because you're on a power trip.
I'm on a power trip. How am I a power trip by saying I think you have medicine for everybody?
What kind of social worker are you?
That's your business what I am, Alex.
Man, you do a lot of bad stuff, don't you? Let me ask you a question. Do you think the family belongs to a bygone, arcane age?
No.
Do you agree with MSNBC when they say that the family is not part of the equation now, that it's the state and the community that runs things?
No, I mean, the community is involved, but no.
What do you think about neighbors see kids playing with the toy guns in the backyard, so they're kicked out of school?
One incident? I don't know all the facts.
But no, I mean, it's on record. I mean, my point is, you don't believe in a right to keep and bear arms, do you? Or your right means we turn them in, right?
Certain firearms can be regulated, yes. Others shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. So you really see in your life, your personal destiny, is you expand in power as the state expands in power?
No.
What kind of social worker are you?
I work with kids.
You work with kids?
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know how I know all this stuff.
I helped them get into school, helped them get a place to live, helped them get set up in apartments, helped them get cars, helped them get their school paid for, yeah.
And everybody else is a kid, and the state is the daddy, and you're going to show us how everything runs.
I'm going to help them get life skills, yes.
I want to encourage you to do something. I want to encourage you to take every vaccine they recommend. It's more than 50 a year.
I take vaccines. I'm perfectly healthy.
I bet you do, buddy.
I'm perfectly healthy. I take vaccines.
What do you think of your social worker counterparts that deal? Do you deal with the small children?
No, they're all over 18.
Yeah. How do you think I knew you were a social worker?
Cold reading.
Pardon me?
Cold reading. You took clues from what I said and assumed it.
Man, listen. I've been places that you'll probably never be, okay? And I've seen things you haven't seen, obviously. I just feel sorry for you, man, and I appreciate your call. They are domesticating us. They are collectivizing us. That guy was a house slave. That's what he was. He was a house slave. The Romans figured it out. They would bring the women, but the men are like that now, too, into the house, into the castle. They would teach him that, you know, it's your job to rule over the male slaves and the children that are out there in the barn. This was done with the Romans and the Goths and the Gauls. That's the French today. And they're always the greatest defenders of the system. And you can just hear it. It's a spirit. It's not that I read things he was saying. It was the enjoyment. It was the because I've been in the family court when the family's crying and they go, it's okay, it's for your own good. But then they also get off on the power. And I heard the enjoyment. I heard the enjoyment on seeing everyone having to come to him and being dependent. The domestication, the power. He's a priest. See, I'm a priest of empowerment of human liberty. I like to see real empowerment. I believe in the individual. I believe in decentralizing power. You believe in centralizing it. And if you look at the actuaries, you know, that guy was probably 30 years old, 33 years old, 34 years old. He'll probably die 20, 30 years early because the soft kill is intensifying now. If he even lives through what's coming up, if they don't release the bioweapons. Imagine a government on record that's done thousands of lethal experiments, killing troops, foster kids, you name it. And this guy wants to take shots they're pushing. He's not going to go look up any of this stuff. He listens to the show and he thinks I'm full of bull. And he goes and picks through things and tries to find the whitewash that, you know, the Harvard study puts in there so they don't get sued as a proviso and just says everything's fine. I got to go back and listen to that and wonder how I can tell. Man, I just know how government people talk, and I know how certain groups of them are because they're programmed. Let's go another phone call. Sorry to be eating on the air. I just haven't eaten since early this morning. I'm starving. Robert, I know that was hard to listen to. Thank you for joining us. What did you think of that victim?
Well, I'm telling you, Alex, that chuckle in his voice just really gave me a creeped out feeling.
They're coming for us too, bud. They're shutting off the infrastructure, so we need them.
That literally kind of took my breath away. Just was, like you said, that little chuckle in his voice. You could just hear.
Let me tell you, when they take people's kids, that's what they do. And
yeah,
I've actually rolled around on the ground and vomited before after I was around them. That's why I knew.
It almost gave me the feeling this morning after watching Ted Cruz jump off the line, and then John McCain actually got on there, and just the listening to him and knowing that he spent $21 million to be reelected in his last campaign when he only gets paid $174,000, it just makes me sick to see these people in power and to think that they're on this power trip. And it just makes me sick and ill to my stomach to know that they're not out for the goodness of mankind and then the goodness for you and me. They're out just for ultimate total control and destruction of this country. And if you look around the world, They're just picking countries down one at a time. And if they can take down the United States of America, it's a free-for-all after that, because we're the only ones that are going to be able to pull this off and save the world when it comes down to it. And hearing his voice and just thinking that there's actually people like that that get off on that, it just makes me sick to my stomach. It's disgusting.
You notice when I predicted he was a social worker out of the hundreds of jobs that are out there, he got a little shook up.
Yeah, he kept telling you, you know, that just jumping from one subject to another, and he couldn't stay with you. And your interview yesterday, Alex, and I got to commend you. That was just bombshell, the information that you broke yesterday. Thank you, man. That was awesome.
Well, God bless you, too. This is an exhilarating job at one level, but it's also very depressing. It's one thing when they jerk these little babies away from these mothers that have done nothing, or the dad goes in to get an insurance test and has marijuana in his blood, so they come and take the 2-year-old child, and they're at court and they're like, we have family, and then the weirdo judge is always the same and gets off on it, and the CPS workers get off on the pain. And you watch them getting off on the pain. It's like a power trip, and they're always real weak, but they have that giggle. It's a demonic spirit, basically. And, I mean, I know them. I know their uniform by their voice. And I'm not kidding, folks. I've cried over this when I've seen them feeding on the families. I've actually thrown up. It hurts so bad. And that's why I've gotten so angry. But you know what? Think of being that guy, how pathetic he is. Think about how small and dumb and gang memberish it is to feel like he's part of this big government when the history of government is so clear. They really believe they're helping people. The useful idiot type like him. And they'll turn a blind eye to anything before they admit they're in the wrong. Thank you, Robert. Let's talk to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, welcome to the airwaves.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Alex? There's just some things that I want to go over, like, you know, we gotta like start paying with cash and preparing our own food and stuff like that. I mean, part of the thing is this is a digital monster and we need to stop feeding it, you know, with the cash.
No, we have to understand the government has good people in it, but it's run by the eugenicist globalist that might as well be aliens from a trillion miles away come to kill us. I mean, they're that anti-human, that anti-family. And they're coming for us. I mean, they are the enemy. And they know that. And they don't care about their own people. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. They're coming. They're coming.
Absolutely. But everybody is always saying, what can we do about it? We're down here compartmentalized. We're the people that are funding the money for the societal redistribution of wealth. What we need to do is stop giving them numbers to crush.
No, I agree. Anybody that can needs to decouple from the system like the illegal aliens do and just comply with nothing and teach your children that the government might as well be aliens from a trillion miles away come to suck your soul. I mean, it is, they are the enemy from front to back, and they will destroy anything that isn't their Borg. They are collectivist demons from hell who can only live off us and who convince themselves how great they are. I mean, they are just monstrous. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Dan. You know, talking to that spirit earlier, it was pretty sick, wasn't it? Let's talk to Max. You're on the air, Max. We've got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. I had a dream that I would be judged by the results of my capability, not the contents of my wallet. And I recently made an entry for the Health and Human Services video contest, and it was kind of an info bomb, and censored myself in fear of retaliation and persecution in a one-second scene where Obama snorts a nanobots line in the shape of America and blows his nose in $800. Do you think that sort of self-censorship is a safe bet, or am I holding myself back?
No, that's a great way. Enter all their fake contests and everything with your own info. Post it publicly. Let's attack them. I mean, if all of us just do a little bit, it's over. Just non-comply. When you see them, let them know that you don't like them. Don't give them any fear. They want you to be scared of them. Just let them know they're filth and you hate them. That's the most important thing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. We're here live back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. I want to open the phones up specifically for callers to give us your take on Ted Cruz's historical 21-hour filibuster. And then we've got a Central Florida chairman of Veterans for Peace, which is a good anti-war group. I've known Don Darling and others. He was a submarine, nuclear submarine commander here in Austin. I got to know him. He's been a guest many times. We should work on getting him back on, exposing the whole police state situation and what the military's been turned into. But Veterans for Peace at the grassroots has been trying, from a left perspective, but not even really left, just an anti-war constitution perspective, to impeach Obama, but the head of Veterans for Peace has been blocking it. So at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to have folks from Veterans for Peace come on air and expose what's going on. Just as Ted Cruz went after the Republican leadership for helping write Obamacare and for helping to get it passed and for being traitorous against the Constitution. That's how you could take over the Republican Party with libertarian constitutionalists manned by people like Bongino running for Congress up in the 6th District of Maryland and so many others. There are hundreds of people running for federal positions. There are thousands running for state positions and winning all over the place. And imagine if we hadn't gotten behind Rand Paul 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Imagine if we hadn't gotten behind Ted Cruz a couple years ago. Imagine if we wouldn't have done that. If we hadn't got behind Ron Paul, the libertarian option to crony capitalism and corruption would not be out there. It's key during this collapse to point out who did it, who was behind it, so that we don't get the blame. They're trying to blame capitalism and free market on what's happened. History is replete. Capitalism and a real free market creates oceans of jobs, oceans of upward mobility, just cornucopias of wealth. The problem is it then produces decadence. That's the only bad byproduct. And then people become decadent, and they become debtors, they become scammers, and things collapse. There is a problem with freedom. It creates such wealth that even a small government can skim tons of money off the top of infrastructure and then grows into a monster. See, government knows if it cut taxes like Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one bracket, 30% in the other brackets, and tax receipts, you can look this up, doubled in 1 year. Doubled. Government doesn't want double tax receipts. The big banks and insiders running things, they're all exempt. Totally exempt in most cases, or partially exempt, with the loopholes, the set-asides, all of it. That's on record. They write the tax code. So they want their competition shut down. I cannot say that enough. And I'm telling you, I was talking about this 18 years ago, and only the John Birch Society was talking about it then, and Ron Paul. Now I can tune into C-SPAN during debates and hear the few good senators talking just like their more eloquent Alex Jones is. I can tune in. Limbaugh is forced to join us now. Glenn Beck sounds like an Alex Jones clone now on 90% of what he does. I'm happy. It's wonderful. I just want to beat the New World Order. I don't want to see socialism take over. I don't want to see the family broken up. I don't want to see our guns taken. I don't want to see more Agenda 21 where they shut down all their competition completely. With small businesses absolutely hammered under taxes. I mean, listen, I thought I could expand because we pay all the unconstitutional taxes, so we got to keep our nose completely clean. And I go to multiple CPAs, but I do a conservative tax filing to make sure they can't come back after me, because they've tried. I mean, can you imagine? And they just said, no, all the write-offs are gone, all the loopholes are gone, all of it's gone, and I'm now like France or something, because I have a bunch of employees and have bought new equipment and tried to upgrade. I'm paying more money in taxes. I'm actually paying negative out. I've gone to tax lawyers, you name it, and they go, no. You got to go to the feds and try to get a waiver. You got to go give money to politicians. If you spend $100,000, you'll get all these waivers. I'd have to hire all these lawyers and spend millions of dollars, and I'd be basically tax exempt. I mean, this country is nuts. It is crazy, folks. Just like France has over 100% tax on middle class, people go, you're lying. No, that's Reuters. That's AP. That's Forbes. A 105% tax. In fact, I always keep saying 100%. And that's incorrect. See, I tend to downgrade things because I can't believe it myself. It's 105%. There's the headline. French tax soars over 100 to 105%. And you're like, how do they do that? Because they're destroying people. The entire socialist class is tax exempt and have Swiss bank accounts, and it came out a year ago, and no one got in trouble. There are French bureaucrats who have jobs making 300,000 euros a year. That's tax exempt. They actually have exemptions, like Obamacare. They're exempt from taxes. The EU bureaucrats are exempt. And then they go, well, why does this politician have $1 billion or €1 billion in a Swiss account, and no one gets in trouble? It's just like the attorney general with Lois Lerner going after the Tea Party, perjuring in Congress. She's not going to get in trouble. She's estimated to get over $2 million if she just lives another 10 years in her pension of taxpayer money, she's going to get $2 million. $2 million, bare minimum, for committing crimes and persecuting people like the Soviet Union. I want to give out the number. I want to get your take on Ted Cruz's speech and play some clips of it. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't screen your calls. But, man, I'm opening the phones up about Ted Cruz, the man of the month, the man of the year. Because that, let me tell you something, folks. I've tried to do 24-hour broadcast, and I can do it, but I turn into a bumbling moron, even playing like hour-long videos and stuff. That's shitting on my butt. But they say it's better to actually stand. Ted Cruz went 21 hours, was still ready to go. He's going to be on Limbaugh later today. He literally is manning up and going over everything and being funny about it at the same time. It's that spirit of liberty. It's that leadership. People say, oh, it's too big, the spy grid, the torture grid, the military has too much power. The military's all waking up. The police, I know, are all waking up. People decide we're just beaten by Hillary and Harry Reid, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and a bunch of globalists. Most of the rich people I know, and I've gotten to know a lot of them over the years, they all know about the New World Order. They're all upset. They don't like the way it's going. They just try to shut up because they're scared, and they're not realizing shutting up's not going to protect them. They're all getting hammered. People worth hundreds of millions of dollars, people with billions of dollars in assets in Hollywood and in construction and in food and restaurants and companies and sports teams. And, you know, I mean, talk about growing up. I was at Charlie Sheen's house. God bless him before he went off the rails and everything, but he's better now. Good friend of mine. A really smart guy when he's not focused on the ladies and everything. And in his own words, he makes Errol Flynn look like a wimp. That's not bragging. That's fact. Makes Casanova look weak. The point is that I knew Charlie back when he was married to Denise Richards and totally straight, just drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, and exercising. And really a very smart person. And, of course, I've known him all through the years since about 2005. But I remember he wanted to put Loose Change, Final Cut, in theaters. And it was a real rollout through Mark Cuban's company. And Mark Cuban was going to put like $10 million behind it. Sounds like a lot. It's not, but for a rollout and to put it in theaters. And he said, yeah, I think it's suspicious. And I was there when he was in speakerphone conversations with him. And then Mark calls up and he goes, yeah, they must be listening to my phones and stuff. I have this problem all the time. I just got a call from the White House. They're going to put me in jail. They said they're going to find something I've done in the stock market. I've not done anything. I got to bow out of this, man. I mean, they're listening to the phones. I just got threatened. They didn't care. They still went after him with the Securities and Exchange Commission over some $800,000 stock deal. The guy was worth billions of dollars, claiming, you know, that he knew about it, and it was like Martha Stewart. It was nothing. And it came out in the New York Times. The emails they even sent him saying, "We're going to put you in jail for talking about 9/11 being an inside job." And Cuban even rolled over, and they started an SEC investigation and told him and told his lawyers, we don't care. Now, he beat them, but they still keep coming after him. Because if anybody gets out of line, if one ant stands up, they might all stand up. Now, I was sworn to secrecy on that, then later told I could talk about it once the Cuban released the email. Did anybody get in trouble with the undersecretary of the Security and Exchange Commission, the assistant to the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, telling him that we're going to put you in jail? And then so arrogant, sending emails saying we're going to set you up and send you to jail. See, that's the thing you've got to understand, folks, is that there is an intimidation campaign going on. And everyone basically gives into it, and that's why we're in so much trouble, because no one can say no, so these crooks have unlimited power. The truth is now, though, we had a major whistleblower who was on a tarmac at a U.S. Air Force base with an aircraft loaded with weapons to fly to the Middle East. Tosh Plumlee yesterday, very famous whistleblower, still works for the CIA. Because he's on the light side. There's light side, dark side. And he said, they're going to come after me. They may kill me. Off air, he was saying, yeah, this is it, but I had to do it for my family. I'm 76 and I'm ready. And that really happened yesterday. He said, I have the NATO source. He goes, basically, he's been flying in there himself. I mean, it's, you know, and he says, well, that's how I make my living, but I'm not going to be part of this arming Al-Qaeda. This is a guy been flying guns since the 50s. He flew guns to set up Fidel Castro to begin with. That's in the church hearings, 1977. That guy's famous, folks. Hadn't been heard from in decades. Gagged in 1991 by Congress. Just went public, basically broke federal gag orders on air. I went along with it. Here I am. Put me in jail, you criminals. We've got to draw our line in the sand, just like the Alamo, and say, you know what? We're all in. Cards on the table. Let's go. And if they kill me or somebody else, folks, that's just the way it is. That's what it takes to be free. That's what our forebears did. That is an honor. Being a man doesn't mean you go to football games and strut around and act tough. Being a man means you do the right thing. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You can laugh at that cheesy country song, but that says it all. We might have been better off or lived in a bigger house if Dad had done a little more giving in, a little more backing down. But we always had plenty. You see, folks, the only reason we have anything is because there have been moral people in this country. There have been a lot of evil people, too. But when the morals go out the door, it's like the oxygen in a spaceship, folks. It's like opening the bulkhead. And the New World Order saying, open the door, open the door. We're your friends. And like crazy people, we're opening the door for all the promised goodies Obama's going to give us. And even when he cons everybody and the con is off, he's like, just follow me more. You'll get the free stuff. Follow me more. They're like, here's some free food. Here's some free housing. But we're going to take your kids and give you all these shots. We love you. We love you. There's a science fiction movie. I can't remember the name of it, where the woman's lost her kid. And there's basically like these entities that are trying to trick them to open the bulkheads and stuff. And she's like, it's my child. I've got to see him. And she opens it up and gets sucked out into space. That's in a couple movies. But, you know, that's kind of the analogy. They're like, come, we're your friends. They're like sirens. Happy. We're loving. Don't listen to the hateful man. He talks in a gruff voice. Men are bad. Talk in an NPR voice. We're friends. Open the gate. Open it. You open the gate and a bunch of demons pour in. I mean, it's so incredible to see all this happening and to see history taking place right now. I want to play a funny clip from Ted Cruz where he was doing his Darth Vader imitation at 5 in the morning after he'd already been up there for 15 hours or so. Here is a clip of him describing Obama as Darth Vader.
We need a rebellion against oppression. It reminded me of a movie series that was in the theaters when the senator from Kentucky and I were both kids, young adults, and that was the Star Wars franchise. The discussion of a rebellion against oppression, I think it captures a lot of what's going on here. And I will confess that phrase, a rebellion against oppression, conjured up to me the Rebel Alliance fighting against the Empire. The Empire being the Washington, D.C. establishment. And indeed, immediately on hearing that phrase, I wondered if at some point we were going to see a tall gentleman in a mechanical breathing apparatus come forward and say in a deep voice, Mike Lee, I am your father.
Oh, man. And I tell you where Ted Cruz gets it is his dad. Obviously, in the last few months, he's been giving speeches. I want to get him on the show, by the way. I mean, really seeing how articulate and intelligent Ted Cruz's dad is, who lived under Fidel Castro. And it's good to see Cubans who fight tyranny instead of our awesome police chief, whose dad ran guns to fight the communists down there, who says he's a big, you know, patriot, but goes and joins Obama to take our guns. I bet Art Aceveda could get a position under Fidel Castro if he goes to Cuba. I bet they can make him a police chief and he can take all the guns. Well, he already took them. And I'm not trying to sit here and pick fights with people, but I'm sick of folks saying they're patriots and not being real patriots. It's disgusting. And it's time for us to stop being nice and playing patty cake with everybody. We're going to start the next hour here in about 10 minutes, then I'll go to Sean and Dave and Chad and Robert and Bill and get everybody's take on that. I want to play, after the break, last 4 or 5 minutes of Ted Cruz when we come back of his 21-hour filibuster he gave today. And then there's all the other news that we haven't gotten to. We have, again, YouTube censoring documented facts with Dr. Jerome Corsi about Obama arming al-Qaeda. That's a fact. And it being connected, those groups, to the Nairobi attack in Kenya. They are now censoring that video. They are now blocking that video for the general public. You cannot watch it on smartphones. I checked two of them this morning. And on the regular computer, you have to agree that you're an adult to see the evil because it's potentially offensive or graphic. Just not true. And, hey, usually when I criticize Saudi Arabia funding al-Qaeda, they actually take the video down. And then I have to threaten to sue YouTube. People go, well, why don't you just leave YouTube? They hold themselves out as a commons. They build themselves on the content we produce. Our goal is just to reach the general public. Because we're on AM and FM stations and shortwave and XM, and that's great to reach libertarian conservative listeners. I want to be on YouTube to reach the general dumbed-down public. That's why we're there. That's why we had PrisonPlanet.tv to feed it so that they can't shut us down. So everybody should become PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's $5.95 a month, 11 memberships.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
You know, out in Hollywood, they are buying up armored cars that electrocute people, luxury cars, or that shock people in record numbers. You gotta love how all the anti-gun people have bodyguards, they have special permits, they have armed guards at their houses like Piers Morgan, but they don't want you to be able to be armed. And now there's been another shooting outside of New Jersey Mall, obviously, so they're making a big deal out of some gang-related event. With perception over reality, with overall crime involving guns down 49% since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. Look it up. They hate that fact. They absolutely hate the fact. Meanwhile, leftists who cheered abortion filibusters slam Ted Cruz. That's up on Infowars.com. The very same Huffington Post that filibuster heard around the world about the partial birth abortion pusher down here in Texas that they love so much. Meanwhile, they say Cruz hijacks Senate till I'm unable to stand, and they all talk about how disgusting and horrible he is. Yeah, that terrible guy. He's not for killing babies and having the government pay for it. Double down, Obamacare will increase average individual market insurance premiums by 99% for men, 62% for women. That's a national average. In states like Tennessee, it's a 290% increase for men, 197% for women. I'm sorry. The government wrote it. I mean, with a bunch of insurance companies, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to rape you. But why don't you just stick an Obama sticker on your car and just be a chump? I know it's fun, so go ahead and do it. Please become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. I was just mentioning it. It's so important with the censorship we're seeing on YouTube. I don't even know how long we'll be able to be on there or how long I'll even let our stuff be on there. I'm really torn. You got to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where the site really works well, and it's a clean site, and it's 18 years of material, and all my films, and the nightly news, and the daytime show archived, and live streaming, PrisonPlanet.tv. 11 people can use each membership. It's the best deal out there to get the word out. Please support us. Become a member today. PrisonPlanet.tv. You got any questions, you can call us at 888-253-3139. Let's go out to break here with Ted Cruz's final comments after 21 hours that ended just about an hour ago. Here it is.
I thank the senator from Idaho for his question and for his steadfast leadership and willingness to stand up and fight for the American people to stop this train wreck that is Obamacare. And the answer to my friend's question is, of course, no. Small businesses all over this country are getting hammered by Obamacare. And, you know, the real losers are not even the small business owners. The real losers are the people, the teenage kids who we get hired, the single moms who we get hired, the African Americans, the Hispanics, who are suddenly finding themselves either without a job or forcibly reduced to 29 hours a week and denied the opportunity to get to that first rung of the economic ladder, which would give them the second and the third and the fourth. Millions of Americans are hurting under Obamacare. And it is my plea to this body, to the Democrats, that they listen to the unions that are asking on behalf of millions of Americans who are struggling to repeal Obamacare, and that we not have a system where the rich and powerful, where big corporations and members of Congress are treated to a different set of rules than hardworking Americans. President Obama has granted exemptions illegally to big businesses and members of Congress. I don't think the American people should be subject to harsher rules. And so my plea to this body is that we listen to the American people, because if we listen to our constituents, the answer is defund this bill that isn't working, that's hurting the American people, that's killing jobs, that's forcing people into part-time work, that's driving up health insurance premiums, and that's causing millions to lose or fear that they will lose their health insurance. I will close, as the time is wrapping up, by noting when at noon we will have a prayer. And I think it's fitting that this debate conclude with a prayer, because I would ask that everyone in this body ask for the Lord's guidance.
Amen to that.
On how we best listen to our constituents, listen to the pleas for help that are coming from our constituents.
That's right. All right, folks, second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.